This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversation that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you could share with a friend, with family, with a stranger. Stay tuned for more info and updates about wine pairings and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, everyone, to Wine Chatter, a podcast about food and wine and sharing. This episode is about another old Bordeaux, a 2005 Lucia. Lucia was bought out by another family post-2009, but during this time it was owned and operated by the Bordelussi family from France. And oddly enough, that's my name. And this wine that was bought in 2007 is a reminder of my heritage, Italian, not French. But because it was a beautiful wine with a great name on it, I decided to purchase 4 bottles of this wine, and I haven't had any of it yet. I've been saving it. And so, needless to say, it's a milestone birthday for me this year. I won't tell you which one it is. And my wife and I, we went out for dinner and we decided to bring this bottle of wine to share with us at this evening event. And we went out to a favorite little place in Vancouver called the Farmer's Apprentice. And if you ever get a chance to go, I'd say go. The food is phenomenal. The cooking and the chef is outstanding there. It's recently changed ownership, but the food continues to be high quality, farm to table, fresh monthly changes of the menu. And if you're interested in just hanging out after dinner, there's a lovely little place next door called Grapes and Soda that serves great cocktails and light appies. So you should go and visit. This wine, we had a variety of shareable plates. We had beef's tongue that was cooked and braised in a jus, port jus. It was supremely outstanding. And then we had a foie gras pâté with cherries. And for me, this was the ultimate pairing. The foie gras, the cherries, the fruit, and the wine, and the character of the foie gras with the cherries, it just enhanced the flavor of the wine so much that it was a complete extension of the wine. And I think when you're drinking and eating, what you're really looking for is not that smack in your mouth, but really that aha that enhances the flavors a layer and a step further and deeper. And when you can find those things, that's really the beauty of wine and food. I think another aha moment for me was when we had potato chips and champagne, and they really went well together too. So I think it happens in a variety of forms in the food that you eat, and picking the right wine for the food is always a challenge, but it's always interesting to try and experiment to see how they play out, because as much as you want it to match perfectly, they sometimes don't. But it's always fun in the nuancing of matching the two together. And we also had a corn dish, a maize corn dish that was smoked and roasted. And then it was reconstituted with a jus, a broth. It was like risotto, but it wasn't like risotto, and that really went quite well with the wine as also. I really enjoyed my time with my wife, just sitting and chatting and sharing. And again, the beauty of the food was that we were able to share it with each other, and to share the wine with each other, and reminisce on conversations of old and plans that are coming up in the future for us. We're marking a few other milestones in our lives right now, and we look forward to sharing more of those conversations and moments with you, because there's nothing like a good bottle of wine with some great food and great conversation. So, my friends, for now, this is another quick episode of Wine Chatter. And remember, wine pairing and wine sharing. Bye for now.